So I've watched this Instagram video on Brett Eldridge's Instagram page now about 47 times in a row this morning. I cannot stop laughing out loud. Good morning, it's US 99. You know Brett Eldridge. You know he has his pet. He has his dog. His name is Edgar Boogie. It even has its own Instagram page. Like, this dog is famous. You brought it up on stage where? At Smoke Out here a couple weeks ago?
And almost honestly, we've met a lot of people in our lives, and people are always, like, impressed by so-and-so. I've never had more people impressed that we got a picture with Edgar Boogie than any human ever.
We got more likes on the pic with the dog than we did with Brett himself. So we all have pets. We all do crazy things with our pets. In this video, let me explain it to you. So Brett is somewhere out in a lake, and he quotes, "And so we are all connected in the great circle of life." So the song is playing as he lifts Edgar Boogie out of the water over his head, just like the Lion King.
This poor dog has no clue what is going on. Not only does Brett have him in a lake, but he's lifting him up like the Lion King.
I cannot stop watching this video. If you need a laugh this morning, you all remember the movie, right? Lion King?
Yeah.
Where I forgot their names, but
Mustafa or something?
Yeah, Mustafa, where he picks up the lion and everybody is, like, bowing down to it. That's what Brett Eldridge is doing with Edgar Boogie.
All right, so a little extra with his pet there, but it's funny.
It's great.
I'm going to double down on this. There is a girl in Texas. Her name is Miranda, and she has a little chihuahua named Lupita.
Okay? Oh, very cute dog.
So,
okay.
For the record, in the Hispanic community, there's a thing called, I always pronounce it wrong, but a quinceanera.
Okay? I always call it the quesadilla.
No, it's not that. It's the quinceanera, where... Well, normally it's for a girl's 15th birthday is what it's for.
It's like she's like turning into a woman.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a big deal. I've been to many of them. They're a lot of fun. But what Miranda does, Miranda Sanchez, she threw a quinceanera for her chihuahua.
Yes.
When the chihuahua turned 15 years old in dog years, which means the dog was like 2.5 years old, and she literally threw a quinceanera for her dog, and there are pictures. I'm going to actually retweet this right now. There are 16,000 retweets. Go to our Twitter, @StylesInRome, and you can see the picture. This poor little dog. I mean, they literally went all out. There are balloons. There are party favors.
Why are you saying poor little dog? This dog is getting presents. It's having the time of its life.
It's just, it makes me sad. I don't know. It's like, it's for a girl. It's for a human girl normally. They don't have these for dogs. But, you know, Miranda did it, and the caption is great. It's all these great pictures of the quinceanera, and the caption says, "Not your average quince." And you know what? It's true, and you know what? To each their own. You want to do that for your dog, God bless you.
We all have pets, dogs, cats, birds, whatever it is at home. 312-946-4995. What are some crazy things you do with your pets? Where are some crazy places you take your pets?
We have stories for days.
Join the conversation. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. We're talking to this morning about crazy things you do with your pet. Now, I and the fam, we rescued a German Shepherd, and she's beautiful, and I kind of miss her. I don't know if I told you guys, but I dropped her off about 5 days ago, and she's getting trained. For the next 4 weeks, she's not going to be with us, so she's getting trained right now.
You send your dog to boarding school.
Pretty much, man. She was getting a little bit too crazy for me. I couldn't handle it. The fam, we was digging holes. She was biting. So we brought her to a trainer. So I got to wait like 3.5 more weeks before Jameson comes back in her life. But I want to bring her along like Brett Eldridge does with Edgar Boogie. Like, I'm bringing Jameson everywhere I can. She's coming with me. So Brett does the same thing. And he posted a video up on Instagram. I'm watching it over and over and over again. He's lifting up Edgar Boogie over the water while he's playing that theme song from Lion King.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's the funniest video you're going to be seeing all day.
You got to go to our Twitter @StylesInRoman to see the video. Also, the quinceanera of a dog, which was really funny as well.
I mean, why are we not all doing that, right, with our dogs?
But not everybody is, like, into that. So, honestly, one time I went on a date with this. It was, like, a third date, I think, with this girl. I actually liked her, and we went to this bar, and she brought her gigantic dog with her.
Were you guys, like, sitting outside?
We were sitting outside. Yeah, it was outside. But she brought her big dog, and honestly, it kind of made it uncomfortable because, I mean, I like dogs, but I don't really want a big dog, like, sniffing my food. And, like, you know, I wanted to go on a date with the girl. I really didn't want it.
You said it was your third date, so you got to understand now.
Well,
I mean, if you're going on date 4, 5, 6, or 7 and you become exclusive, all of a sudden that dog is part of your life as well.
I wasn't really into it, so there was not a fourth date because it was an odd thing because, yes, I understand the dog at your house, but you don't always want people to bring their dogs everywhere they go.
Yes, I mean, good point, but I'm bringing my dog everywhere. I got a video up on our Instagram right now, STYLZANDROMAN, of my puppy, Jameson. She's driving my truck. I mean, that's how advanced she is. She's only about 4.5 months old, but she's driving my truck. Our pets, they just do the craziest things at times.
312-946-4995. Good morning to Eileen. Tell us about your dog.
It's not my dog. I drive around with my pig.
So hold on. Gina, you have a pet pig.
Yes, I have a pig.
Like, it actually lives in the house with you, or you live on a farm?
No, he lives in the house with us.
What made you decide, you know what, I don't really want a dog. I don't really want a cat. I would like a pig.
My husband came home at a Rottweiler, so I decided to come home with a pig.
So you guys, like, battling it out for who can get the craziest pet?
Well, you know what? I didn't want a dog, and he didn't want a pig, so he came home with a dog, so I came home with a pig.
Would $1,000 put a smile on your face this morning? Well, that's what we're doing in a couple minutes. How about 7:15? We're going to kick it off again. 12K a day, all day today on the 15th. $1,000 going in your pocket. But if you have a pet, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, we just heard a listener call in who had a pet pig, who, by the way, her pet pig weighed 100 pounds.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot of bacon.
And she got it because her husband got a Rottweiler, and she didn't want a Rottweiler, so he didn't want a pig. So you know what?
Hey, you got your pet, I got my pet. Take care of yours, I'll take care of mine.
312-946-4995. This is something right here. Linda, good morning. Tell us about your pet.
And I had a fire belly newt whose name was Minute for 37 years. And when he died, I had we're Jewish. Well, I wasn't sure if he was Jewish or not. So the service had both Hebrew prayers and the other kind of prayers.
Can you find out if it's Jewish or not? Like, is there someplace you can go?
Well, no, we didn't have any record of where he was born or anything because they are only supposed to live 20 years, but he lived for 37.
I was going to say, your dog was 37 years old?
No, my fire belly newt.
What is a newt?
A newt. He's in the salamander family.
Oh, what's a salamander? All right, so your newt was 37 years old. We don't know if it was Jewish or not.
Right.
And then when it passed away, unfortunately, you had a memorial service for it.
Yes, I did. My friend baked a cake in the shape of a newt.
Aww.
And we all read, instead of the prayer for your dogs over the rainbow bridge, we made it under the rainbow bridge because newt lives in water.
Well, clearly it's a salamander, right?
You're amazing.
Yeah. And then I had him stuffed by a taxidermist. And then we had, when he was finished at the taxidermist, which took a very long time because he'd never done one.
Yeah,
yet.
No, I can imagine.
Well, a Jewish newt, they're hard to find.
And then we had an unveiling service.
I have nothing else to close. This was the greatest phone call we've ever received in the Styles and Roman Show. Thank you so much.
Can you do me a favor? Can you call every single day? A few minutes away. How about we do it at 7:15? $1,000 is going to be coming your way, but I still can't stop watching this video that Brett Eldridge just posted up on his Instagram. You can check it out on our Twitter. It's STYLZANDROMAN. He's in like a lake. He's got his dog, Edgar Boogie, who, by the way, is probably the most popular dog in the whole country world. Remember the movie Lion King where the Mustafa takes the little lion pub and puts him up in the air?
Yeah.
He's doing that with his dog, and Brett Eldridge comes from under the water with Edgar Boogie above his arms. I got my arms up in the air right now. Please, if you're having a tough morning, go check that out. That will definitely put a big old smile on your face.
But we take our pets to the craziest places. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Sue from Round Lake. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix.
Oh, a cockapoo.
A cockapoo. My little Roxy. She goes everywhere with us.
All right, where do you take her?
But her favorite place to go is the beach.
The beach? Your dog loves the beach?
Well, most dogs do, but she goes on the boat, we take her on our wave runner, and we take her kayaking in the morning.
Do you put her in a life jacket when she's on the wave runner with you?
We always have her in a life jacket when she's in the water.
Do they have life jackets for dogs?
Yeah.
They do. She has a little orange one. She looks adorable in it.
It's kind of funny, though. Like, we got one for Jameson, and like it's like a handle, like where the back of the dog is, and you lift her up, and her legs are just like going all crazy in the water.
Just in case something happens, get her out of the water.
Hey, safety first, even for cockapoos.
Absolutely.
Are we going to get in trouble for saying cockapoo on the radio?
No, it's the name of a dog. Cocker Spaniel Poodle Mix is a cockapoo.
It's a cockapoo, exactly.
Have mercy.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. If you're a fan of our Translating Tristan segment, we have the most difficult one to date coming up in 6 minutes. I'm very anxious to see if somebody will get this one right. It's very, very tough.
I'm going to say right off the bat, I did not get it right. I had no idea what Tristan was singing. Yeah, a couple minutes away before that. But yeah, if you have a pet, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, whatever your pet may be, we do some crazy things with them, right? We like to take our animals, our pets, everywhere we go. There was a woman down in Texas who was having a, how do we say it, quinceañera?
The quince.
And she threw one for her dog, actually. That's when a young woman is actually, or that's when a young girl is actually turning into a young woman, about 15 years old, and she decided to throw one for her dog. And then we love Brett Eldridge, right? We love his dog, Edgar Boogie. And up on our Twitter right now, at Styles and Roman, the funniest video I've ever seen, kind of like Lion King, where Brett Eldridge is taking Edgar Boogie underwater and putting him over his head, and the background music, he's got it all going from Lion King as he presents him over the water.
Yeah, that video is up on our Twitter. Also, the pictures from the Chihuahua's quinceañera, you don't want to miss that. It's a bit too extra, if you ask me, but you know what? It made her happy, so it's all good. Good morning to Nikki from DeKalb. What does your dog Gunner do?
He always comes in the bathroom with me.
You know what? Jameson, my Shepherd Mix, is doing the same thing. Why do they do that?
I don't know. It's like they want to be with you any minute of every day.
Hey, guys, here's the deal. Close the door.
Right? Yeah. I mean, but then I feel bad because then he sits there and stares at me with those puppy dog eyes. So I let him in, and he sits there, and I get stage fright.
You're not able to pee in front of your little dog?
No, it's just like, dude, stop looking at me.
Again, guys, they invented doors with locks. You know, you're good. You could have privacy in the bathroom.
True. I should lock the door from now on.